With graduations over the past few weeks, many college grads are set for the real world or just moving back in with mom and dad. So how do you get the recent grads in your life and other 20-somethings to become financially independent?
Ah, for the answer to that, we go to Janet Bodner. She's editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance. Hiya, Janet.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. And, you know, I know a lot of people whose kids move on in after college because, number one, they're not making any money, and number two, there's no chance to make money on the horizon.
And number three, mom and dad forgot to change the locks.
Yeah, there you go.
I think that's the biggest thing.
So what's going on? What do parents need to do?
Well, okay. I think from my own personal experience and the experience of a lot of parents I know, most parents are probably going to help out their kids insofar as they can. They're not going to change the locks, at least at first. But the key is, if you're going to, you know, let them in at first, you got to lay down the rules and have an agreement, a contract. I always say a plan with a capital P, so that you know how long they're going to stay there, so that you're not tempted to change the locks later. So, you know, you might say that, you know, okay, you can stay for 6 months until you get a job, or, you know, you can stay here rent-free, won't charge you any money until you get a job, and then maybe you can still continue to stay on, but we'll charge you a nominal rent, something like that. What are the ground rules going to be? So that it's not just open-ended, because I think it's when it's open-ended that it becomes a problem for both parents and kids.
I mean, parents could just give their kids some money, which is probably not a good idea. Is there any sort of carrot and stick sort of thing you can do, setting up a fund that they might be able to access later if they've earned enough or reached certain professional benchmarks in their lives that may be just too complicated?
Bad idea. One thing people do is when they do charge their kids rent, quote unquote rent, because most parents will never charge their kids full market rent, they put it in a savings account for the kids. And so, you know, after a year or so of doing this, the kids do have a little stash so that they can go out and rent their own apartment and have a, you know, have a security deposit that they can put down. So, you know, there are ways that you can do this, can help kids out without actually just giving them money.
We've all heard about helicopter parents doing way too much for their kids, but is there anything a parent can do to facilitate their child to get a job, to help them?
I think any kind of advice that you can give is invaluable. And what we found with our own three kids is that mom and dad suddenly got smarter over the course of, you know, 5 or 10 years. From the time they started looking for summer jobs, you know, in high school and college, and they paid absolutely no attention to what we said. But afterwards, when they were in the real world, they did listen, and they would come to us for advice on, you know, how to write a good cover letter, they would ask us to look at their resumes, and we would always impress upon them, and I would say this is really important, to get beyond email, you know, to make personal contact with potential employers. And they were very reluctant to do that when they were younger, but now they're more willing to do that. They pick up the phone, they go to see someone in person, and I think that's, well, I hire people in my position, and people who do that with me, I think, are more apt to get a hearing because there is something personal behind the exchange.
Janet, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
Janet Bodner is editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance.